Oh, we're all so excited in here. That, of course, is ABBA Dancing Queen, another of the beautiful songs from the 1970s. Now, I have got with me five people in this little studio, and one of them is Emma Louise. How are you, Emma Louise?
I'm very well, thank you.
I hope everybody can hear that. Let me just put this on it. Hi, Emma Louise.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. All right. So everybody out there should be able to hear Emma Louise as well. We're crowding around the microphone here. Emma Louise, you are the leader of the pack for the Emma Louise production, yeah?
I am.
How did that come about?
So, well, it was about 4 years ago, actually. Mm-hmm. I have been involved in the arts for many years, as long as I can remember. And I've been teaching young performers for about 10 years now.
Right.
And I decided to open Emma Louise Productions to give young performers the opportunity
Fantastic.
To perform in professional
okay.
productions.
That's wonderful. Now then, you've got four wonderful young artists here. If I can go from left to right, what is your name?
Hi, my name is Harvey.
Harvey, I'll come back to you, Harvey.
Hi, my name is Harriet.
Harriet.
Hi, my name is Thomas.
Thomas and?
Hi, my name is George.
Okay, so we have got Harvey, Harriet, Thomas and George. Not bad. Harvey, what are you doing in... well, actually, I'll ask Emma Louise first. What is the next production that you're doing?
So we are currently in rehearsals for our next production, which is going to be Oliver.
Right, and when is that?
That is at the end of this month, being performed at Thornton Little Theatre.
Right.
25th and 26th of August.
Right, 25th, 26th of August, and it is at the Thornton Little Theatre. I've got the phone number, which I can share with you all. How would we be able to get tickets for that?
Through the theatre website or box office.
Right, theatre website or box office. And I'll share all of that with you, and all of this information will be going onto our Facebook page anyway. Now, let's get back. Harvey, what are you going to be doing in this production?
Hi, I'm currently playing the role of Fagin in Oliver.
Are you really?
Yes, I am.
I loved Fagin. So, how long have you been doing this sort of stuff?
Oh, I've been performing since I was... Five.
Okay, so that's about a year then.
No, that's 11 years now.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. What other parts have you played then?
I've played the Wizard in The Wizard of Oz with Emma Louise Productions last year.
Right.
I've played a plethora of characters in theatre schools, but Emma Louise Productions has been the first opportunity I've had to have breakout roles and really enjoy myself with these shows.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much, Harvey. Harriet,
yes.
What are you going to be?
I'll be playing the role of Nancy.
Ah, right. So have you got the basket? And
yeah, everything.
Wonderful, wonderful. So what about you? When did you start?
Started performing at probably about the age of three, so that's coming on like 17, 18 years
now. Oh, my word. This is wonderful, isn't
yeah.
it?
So it's always been a massive part of my life, and I can't agree more with Harvey that Emma Louise Productions has been a massive impact on my life in terms of giving us these massive opportunities to help out, not even just on stage playing the characters, but things backstage like helping out moving set and helping part of props and script stuff. It's been a massive opportunity.
So do you actually do some of that as well as on stage, yeah?
Yeah, we all help out in terms of like moving set across the stage and helping out with cues in the scripts and stuff.
Okay. So, Emma Louise, is it always at Thornton Little Theatre, or do you move around at all?
Well, so, this is actually only our second one. Yes, Wizard of Oz last year was at Thornton, and we're returning to Thornton.
Right, okay. Now I'm going to move over to Thomas. Aren't you impressed I remembered all the names?
I'm very impressed.
Go on then, Thomas. And you are going to be?
I'm the Artful Dodger.
Oh, right, okay. So, tell me, how did that come about? Why do they think you're the Artful Dodger?
To be honest, I don't really know.
Okay. What else have you played then? What other parts have you played?
So, I've been Oliver at the Grand, and I've been Kurt Von Trapp. And
oh, wow,
Adams.
Have you really? Oh, that's wonderful. All right. So you sing a lot as well, do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ah, right, okay.
And I was in the previous production with Emma Louise Productions, and I was the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz.
Right, okay, fantastic. And George? Was it George?
Yes.
Oh, yes. All right, George. And you are going to be?
I'm going to be playing the part of Oliver.
Are you? Oh, yeah. How wonderful. Is this your first main part?
Yes, I'm only 9 years old.
Oh, love you. Oh, so cute. Wonderful. All right, so have you done any other part at all?
I've played a junior ensemble, but that's really it.
Oh, wow.
This is my first time playing a main part in any productions.
That's incredible. Well done, at 9 years of age. I'll tell you a little story, right? At 8 years of age, I won a recital competition in Wales in the school. I was in a tiny little school, right? I then won in the county, and then I had to go on stage in front of everybody in this big festival. I walked out on stage, and I could see all of these people, and I just froze. I started crying, actually. So the MC said, don't worry about it. It's all in Welsh. And one of them said, don't worry about it. So she took me off the stage, put me back on the stage, and I looked out, and I just started crying. So I am so impressed with you at 9 years of age doing something like that.
That's Thank you.
Fantastic. Wonderful. All right. So that is now then on the 25th and 26th of August, and it's at Thornton Little Theatre. And I'll give you the information of the box office and the telephone number in a minute. What we're going to do now is listen to one more song, and then we're going to have another little chat with the Emma Louise production. This is for you, Kerry, all the way over there in Singapore, Bohemian Rhapsody. Back with Emma Louise, a production, and the four amazing artists here. Emma Louise, now, we've talked about Emma Louise productions, but that's not it all, is it? No, we have got something called
Emma Louise Academy.
Right, tell us about Emma Louise Academy then.
So, Emma Louise Academy, actually, funnily enough, the four people sat with me here are all from Emma Louise Academy, but the Emma Louise Productions is open to everyone. It's not just the Academy students
that have to do it.
So
what's the difference between them then? To share with everybody what the difference would be.
So the Academy trains young performers in performing arts, and the production company puts on the production. Yeah.
Right. So when you're talking about the Academy, is it full time, or is it sort of an evening Academy? How does it work?
So it runs on Saturdays.
Right.
From 1 to 5 p.m.
Right.
And all children that come will train in all disciplines, so acting, singing and dancing in that time.
And how many actually do come on that day with you? How many do you have in the Academy?
We've got 40 students on our books at the moment.
Wow. Okay, so how many then do the training?
All of them. So all 40.
No. How many actually deliver the training? Do you do it all for the 40?
It is me. It is just my company.
Oh, you're joking. Wow.
I do have people that work for me, but it is just me.
That is absolutely incredible. So you all started like that. So let me start this time with the oldest, George. George, tell me, so how did you come to find out about the Academy and then the production?
It started, we used to be at a place called Aztecs near the sea.
Right.
And now Emma started to want to create her own company and don't be underneath other people.
Right, okay. So from being with Aztec, you moved to the Emma Louise Academy rather than being part of the umbrella. Okay, that's wonderful. And what about you then, Thomas? How did it work with you?
Yeah, so I went to the same theatre school as George, but then Emma decided that she kind of wanted to have her own company, kind of make her own decisions about what she wanted to teach everybody and what she wanted to put on. So, yeah. And then I started at the Emma Louise Academy I think it was the first week.
Oh, wonderful. So how long has that been going on then, Thomas? Do you know?
So it closed... Oh, sorry. It opened in January of 2019, so about 4 years now.
Fantastic. Lovely job. We move over to Harriet. Harriet, how did you get involved with the Academy?
Oh, in the exact same way. So Thomas is actually my younger brother. And we both went to the same theatre school, and then Yeah, I think we're all actually founding members of the M. Louise Academy.
That's wonderful, wonderful stuff. Harvey.
Hi.
And how did you get involved?
Surprisingly, or maybe not surprisingly, in the exact same way as these three. Okay. I've had the pleasure of being taught by this woman for nearly 10 years now.
Oh, right, okay.
She's absolutely incredible. She gives us what we need for performing. She's trained us so hard to get where we want to be. And, yeah, we can't thank her enough.
That's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. So, and funnily enough, we've got somebody who is part and parcel of Falco's Radio called Christine, who's in the industry and knows a lot of people. And it's a pity that she's not here today. But we will get her to meet you. And so what I want to do now is, A, thank you very much, but also ask you to come back. We will also be telling people about this production. So if you can be kind enough to send me that information, and I'll put it on Facebook, and then we will just tell everybody about it. How many people are in the production itself? I know it's just not all these four, but how many people?
So we've got a cast of 27.
Oh, wonderful. And the age will go from?
So our youngest is 7. And
younger than George.
Even younger than George. And our oldest is 20.
Wow, that's fantastic. Listen, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure having you with me. Thanks very much for coming along. I will be asking you to come back. Anybody who wants to go along, it is to the Thornton Little Theatre. It is on August the 25th and August the 26th. It's 01-253-887-693. Is that correct? Yes, it is correct.
So.
or you can contact the box office and find out about that.